Passage A. The WWF logo. The WWF world-renowned panda logo was designed by its founder and chairman, the naturalist and painter Sir Peter Scott, in 1961. Peter Scott wanted a simple black-and-white image that would be instantly recognizable and could be copied easily. The choice of a species that was close to extinction imbued his iconic design with those qualities. The giant panda is the rarest member of the bear family and among the world's most threatened animals. It is universally loved and has a special significance for the protection of world wild animals. According to the history of WWF, aware of the need for a strong, recognizable symbol that would overcome all language barriers, the founders of WWF agreed that the big furry animal with her appealing black-patched eyes would make an excellent logo. So WWF's panda logo was created and designed by Sir Peter Scott.
The WWF logo has an immensely appealing and positive image and is seen as representing caring, responsibility and credibility.
The logo has become one of Sir Peter's most visible legacies, and his design heritage continues to have a powerful impact. As we can see, the logo was redesigned respectively in 1978, 1986 and 2000, and it still looks very similar to the original panda logo. The font WWF was added to the logo in 1986. In the following years, the WWF's logo gained a great emotional and commercial value, reflecting the appeal of the original design. The design heritage still has its influence today. Using Sir Peter's iconic panda, leading British artists and designers have created new works of art that help to highlight the work of the organization. Nowadays, the giant panda, known as a national treasure in China, is perhaps the most powerful symbol in the world when it comes to species conservation. And the WWF continues to become more well known for its panda logo.